3 minutes past 8. Big conversation this morning on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. So, the Niger Delta and many issues around in it. In this case, we are looking at pollution of the environment. Oil, many have said, is a great blessing to the country, but at the same time, our biggest curse. How do you say it? A curse or a blessing? Well, I'll let you decide that one. But you're aware of one particular issue in this part of the country. That's pollution of the environment. Because of these activities, if you must explore that natural resource, it comes with certain consequences, and pollution of the environment is one of them. This administration, 8 years ago, came into power and said, well, the Ogoni cleanup would start officially and should be completed before the administration gets out of office. 8 years gone, or 8 years almost gone. What do you think about that promise? A poll is up on Twitter, so you let us know about it. 8 years, would you say the Ogoni cleanup was for political reasons? Tell us what you think about it. On Facebook, we are live, so you can listen and you can watch. Nigeria Info PH. My guest today is an Ogoni stakeholder, Chief Douglas Fabeke. We're actually meeting for, is it the first time or the second time?
Yeah, it's second time.
Second time, yes. Yes. You're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm not the chief.
Oh, all right. That means I'm promoting you some sort of. No. I said doctor. Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Douglas Fabeke.
Yeah.
Going straight into the conversation, we've had reports of spills recently. One very community, the Bodo community, yeah, where there have been talks about compensation. I mean, you were vocal about it too as well. Mm-hmm. Indigenous in Bodo community, Gokana, say that their social and economic livelihood has been affected following oil spill in the area. Our correspondent visited them, and there were certain conversations that they had. They even said it was the TNP operated by an international company, that's where the spill was coming from.
Yeah.
And then they're not the only ones, because in recent times, from other parts of the state as well, for instance, in Obrikom community in Ogba Egbema, they also got to us and complained about issues of spills. So it's something that the Niger Delta generally, we know in Bayelsa State, in Nembe, we had the one that happened that lasted for a couple of months. And we don't know how far with whether plans of cleanup or any will be happening anytime soon. But tell us about the Ogoni cleanup and the situation now. Where do we stand?
Yeah, I thank you very much for hosting me this morning. First of all, let me first talk about the Bodo OSP. I visited the site twice, and when I visited the site, I was very, very emotional about it, because the people, I look at the people as people who have been, they have been given poverty and their wealth being taken away. You know, this oil spill in Bodo, this is not the first time that Bodo experiencing the oil spill. You know, I have carried out an assessment in Bodo Creek and all around Bodo community, and I can tell you that that community needs a total restoration. What we call total environmental restoration, economic restoration. Health. You now talk about their health. You know, I was there and I saw some people close their doors. Some people cannot cook within that community. I have visited a house in Bodo where you see oil well at the front of the entrance of the house of somebody who is living in that house. And the woman was telling me, she said, look, if there is sun, I cannot cook in this place.
Because of the smell.
Because of the smell of gas, because of the smell of spill. You know, it is the one that we saw, but a lot of multiple spill that is going on around the community. I have a video of them. I've taken the pictures of what is going on. You take a leave after Bodo and go to other community in Gokana, you are going to see the worst that you never expected to see. And I don't know what to say about high prep here, but I say today is a hard truth. And sometimes a lot of people hate me because I don't know how to manage the truth, you know, because even Jesus said it is a truth that can set us free. And what have been happening is because we are not being able to tell ourselves the truth of what can set us free from what we have found ourselves in today. And I'm surprised that some of my people are contributing to this problem.
That would bring me to my second question. Just finish first.
Because you go to border community that have been experiencing, this is not the first spill, this is not the second spill, this is not the third spill. A lot of oil spills have been happening.
Why is this happening?
Community.
Why is this happening?
Well,
how is it happening?
I am reading
the
to
companies and government.
Look at it. It was in my mind. That I will shout until the president will be forced to come to Goniland and see what your Goni people are going through and see what the Bodo people are going through. Because you look at this set of people, something led us into this. And people forgotten that men of vision, leaders have been killed and hanged to death, but executed.
But the president ordered for the cleanup, the vice president.
The president have ordered for the cleanup, but the president don't know what is happening in Ogoni. When you talk about cleanup, I don't even want to say anything about it so that I don't get more annoyance.
No, because you have to say something.
It's a hard truth.
The government would say that the cleanup is ongoing.
There is no cleanup ongoing in Ogoni land.
Implementing the UNEP report.
There is no implementation of UNEP. I visited the office of UNEP in UN. I have visited the office of UNEP in Kenya. I've written to UNEP. I have written to High Prep. I know the amount of money that have been given to them for this job. And I know such amount of money enter into Ogoni land, you can transform the environment, you can transform the economy, but nothing. We have not seen anything.
So, the excitement that greeted the declaration at the time by the president, or proclamation, directive, order, whatever way we want to, whichever word we want to qualify it with, at the time when the cleanup started, there was some excitement. In fact, we had people from the Ogoni extraction, the Niger Delta, who were saying, oh, the past administration, who was from the Niger Delta, refused to do it, and this administration is doing it, and this and that, all of those four at the time. Why now you're saying that there's nothing? So I'll put the question to you first. 8 years almost done. Are you saying that it was political?
I think, first of all, I have to appreciate Mr. President Muhammadu Buhari for giving the approval, for giving the go-ahead. But one thing is to give the go-ahead, and one thing is to do it well. Because this whole thing is becoming confusing. We have the plan, we have the record, we have the recommendations from UNEP. I have gone through it more than 20 times. And right now, in Ogoni, I have never seen any evidence of what can lead to the transformation and restoration of Ogoni environment. There are some things that they are supposed to do in which they are not doing. I will say that over $1.something billion have been released. What is that money being used for? That is what we have written to High Prep. Tell us, what have you done? Last week they came up and said, power plant to Ogoni. Are we going to be using the name of Ogoni to be collecting money for political promotions?
That was something you described as diversionary tactics.
Yes.
There were talks about water. The UNEP report, the people are supposed to have potable water. So are we saying that none of these things...
Go to Bodo community. Do we have a clean, sanitized water to drink? I was in Bodo. One of the requests from the youth was a good water system. We're not talking about borehole. We're talking about a good purified water system. We have visited environment and communities that suffered the same thing that the Ogoni people have suffered. And we look at her pictures of the kind of water that was given to them. So in Bodo community right now, they don't have a good water system, good purified water system for the people to drink, and other communities in Ogoni. Where is the water infrastructure development system that is being given? 6.4 billion naira was approved by FEC. Where is the water What is the water project?
Right, before we get onto the next question, remind our listener, we're live on Facebook, so you can watch and you can listen to us on Facebook and drop your comments on Facebook Live at Nigeria Info. You can watch and listen, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter as well, Nigeria Info PH. If you have questions, you can drop your comments there on Facebook Live. We would be taking them as we make progress on the show. Also on Twitter, remember, on WhatsApp, you can send in your questions, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. Facebook Live, Nigeria Info PH, watch and listen. Somebody's asking if you're from Ogoni, Kennedy Mparizoge. I'm taking some of the comments here on Facebook Live. Adindu Okiri says, so don't let's see this. I think with immediate alacrity, the Ogoni cleanup is nothing but an abracadabra and to score cheap political gains and unnecessary attention to the cleanup site. Nothing is going on there. Ogu Ojone Justice on Facebook Live says, everything in Ogoni land is politically motivated. This one is using this means to campaign immediately, to get his personal needs. And that's all. Now, this is what people are saying already, which brings me to my next question. Many have said the Ogoni people are not coming from a united front. There's too many divides, and that is the reason why they've been exploited.
You know why there is too many divided group of people. Like, people that knows me know from 2011, from 1999 to 2000, I've been into youth empowerment for the past 20 something years. And when some people thought that I'm just doing this because of what I want to get, I'm not a beggar. I'm a businessman, and I have people. I have over 30 something people working with me. I have three offices in this country. You see, I have been involved when there was issue in the Niger Delta region. I initiated a program called Project Niger Delta, and 650 youth were empowered by me. You understand? And that what led to my recommendation for international award by the UN. Mm. In Chandigarh. I'm doing what I'm doing because I want to look. I have been approached by different people to be giving bribe. Why don't you stop what you are doing? Stop this letter. I don't take bribe. I cannot mortgage the destiny of my people.
That's you.
I've been standing on what I've been saying for the past 15 years and 20 years. And I'm going to stand on it until we get the result.
Dr. Fabeke, that's you speaking for yourself. But then there's the insinuation that the Ogonis are not united.
Yeah, they are not united. Do you know why?
For the political
So why? Yeah. You know, Shea has this tactics of divide and rule system. Right now, as I'm talking to you, they must have entered Bodo and give some people money.
So that's the problem. You can't blame Shell.
That's what I'm saying.
The people are collecting
now,
the money.
What I want to say, because I was in Lagos 2 days ago. I was invited for a conference. Some of the youth from Niger Delta, and I said, look, you don't know what you are fighting for. Because one thing I want to tell my people, you have to be focused. What are you fighting for? Cancer, we want it all that we are executed. Why we are the key? Why do we took up over 3,000 people came up and 300,000 people and said, look, we want our environment to be restored. We want this to be done. Now in a society, you cannot say everybody cannot be straight. Mm-hmm. Everybody cannot be faithful. Yes, but I am telling you, for those who are ready to fight against this injustice, to make sure that what our hero died for, we get it up to 80% than those who are divided. So if you are telling me that some people, even in the Bible, some people were divided against Jesus Christ. In every society, you are people you can easily buy with money and but not in this case. Not in this case, because in this case, we have more Ogoni people who are ready to fight this cause to the end. And I'm one of them.
So if you have
I'm
said,
one people that you cannot change.
You have said
what
you,
I believe.
You have said now that there is no cleanup, and alluded to the fact that perhaps there might be some political undertone to the whole cleanup exercise.
Yes.
What's now next for Ogoni people? And not just Ogoni people, because the focus has usually been as mostly been Ogoni, but then we're aware. I was mentioning to you in many other areas.
Many other areas. Like I said, I was invited for a seminar in Lagos. And I saw my Niger Delta boys there. And I look and I told them, see, they made mistakes. You came up, you carry up arms and said you want development in your community, mm-hmm. and the government give you amnesty and pay you a lot of money. They took you to abroad and they have come back again. They give you a contract to guide the pipeline, guide your resources. And yet, the community remained the same. The future of the community and the future of the youth that are coming are not protected. But you have collected money.
So what's next now? If
what is
enough,
next? If we in Ogoniland, that's nothing. I have no apology for what I'm saying. It's a hard truth. We have decided that in our generation, whatever name you call me, whatever how you define me, we are going to get resolved. We are going to fight this injustice and we are going to get it right.
Can the Ogonis do it outside the Niger Delta? If it's a Niger Delta problem,
we even have some progress. We have made some progress. You know, we are in court. I decided not to publish the court proceedings that we have against shares. I decided not to do it. Right now, if HyPEP refuse to reply our letter that we wrote to them, we go international. I am going after UNEP right now. Are you involved in what is happening in Ogoni? We will go international. Our people have been killed. 3,000 Ogoni people have been killed. Leaders were executed because of this environment.
It's just a question of asking.
Yes.
If it's a general problem and a problem for the Niger Delta, because we have many communities, other states in the region who are affected by this, wouldn't progress be easier made fighting in a united front? Can the Ogonis alone make this happen for Ogoniland alone? Wouldn't it be better to have a Niger Delta voice against an Ogoni voice?
A Niger Delta voice, when they have decided to collect it, to collect money to guide the resources, to guide their own resources. They are not collecting money for community development, because you can't tell me, go to Ogoniland, you can never see any infrastructure from federal government, neither from Shell, that can attract economic activities into the communities. Mm. Now, when were talking about skill acquisition center in Bodo, water project, you can just imagine for decade of oil exploration, we don't have one of the best health facilities should have been established in Ogoniland. HyPEP have not been able to build any health center for the people. What measure have you taken to check their health? For people who are sitting right at the place where there is oil spill. I stood in Bodo community for just 30 minutes. All my face and my nose and my head was as if everything about me was going to be blocked. I was unable to breathe well. What about people who are living in that community? What are we saying? The hard truth is that HyPEP has failed. Our government has failed us. Because these have been long years of injustice from 1958 to when our people were executed, and to today we are still talking about the same thing. And I say shame to all the leaders who are collaborating with these people to mess up the communities.
Dr. Fabeke, let's take some more comments from our Facebook Live. Remember, you can watch and listen to us live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. I'll be taking a few comments from our Facebook Live now. Buradum Dike says, there's nothing going on in Ogoni. The whole cleanup thing is a scam. Posterity will judge us all. Victor Osaro says the federal government should stop playing with the lives of Ogonis. Enough of the lies. Tam Barry says the problem with this cleanup is that the interest of the people affected is not taken into consideration. The political elites are the ones sharing this money within themselves, and some chiefs. I was going to come to traditional rulers as well, but perhaps that will be after we return from this commercial. Tam Barry says this is happening because we don't have concerned leaders. Rather, we have leaders driven by self-interest. The president should have visited Ogoniland before the approval and after the approval to see what has been done. It is so disappointing, but God will not keep quiet. All right, we're back there again. Okay, this one says Dr. Douglas Fabeke is from Ogoni and he's saying our plights and challenges. It is very unfortunate that HyPEP is playing games with the Ogoni people and the said cleanup. All right. So, yeah, be a part of the conversation on Facebook Live. Watch and listen and drop your comments. We'll be going on a short commercial in a couple of minutes' time. And when we return, we'll open the phone lines and the conversation will continue. Meanwhile, I'll take a few comments from WhatsApp. This one says, good morning, Andrew. The proposed Ogoni environmental cleanup was a complete political sham, and this is detrimental to the whole Ogoni nationality. What a great mortgage. And they're urging you to continue with the fight. This is Gabriel Barry. Someone says, Ifeemi, is this not the same Dr. Fabeke who in the past said the cleanup is seriously on and now is saying otherwise, Ugo Jene Justice?
I've never said that before.
Oh, okay. You are here to defend yourself.
Yeah. I've never said that before, but those who knows me.
Sarah Barry from Bori says, okay. All right, no. This is not for us, so we're not taking that now. But yes, we'll go on a commercial shortly. When we return after that commercial, the conversation will continue. We'll get to find out. You have said a few things about the Ogoni people and why the division is there. But what we should answer is why these spills happened, why the companies do not properly handle these situations. Mm. It's almost like there's no complaint. I'll tell you something that was said regarding the Bodo oil spill. A spokesperson from Shell, Michael Adande, he confirmed it, and then he said it was 98% of water from ongoing flushing of the TNP. So we'll talk about all of this and the role of government and companies and community leaders in pollution within the Niger Delta when we return after this break. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Pollution in the Niger Delta, the Ogoni cleanup, major focus. It's almost 8 years. Would you say that the cleanup was for political reasons? Tell us what you think on Facebook Live, Nigeria Info PH. We have a post up there. You can watch and listen to us live on Facebook. My guest, Dr. Douglas Fabeke, an Ogoni stakeholder, is here with me in the studio. And the conversation has been quite interesting. I'll take a few of your comments before we go on with more questions. We'll be opening the phone lines shortly too, so we can get your contributions. Now, this one says, good morning, Ifeemi. There is no cleanup going on in Ogoni. The process is a complete scam. The government connived with some Ogoni leaders to exploit and share money meant for cleanup. The whole process is laughable. Peter on bottom sent in this one on WhatsApp. This one says, I didn't get that one. Oh, good morning, Ifeemi. I think it is just sad that this is another form of exploit. I think the leaders in common should have gone to see the whole land before and after the whole deal. The interests of the people here are not even considered. Once again, the government has done it once again. The proceeds are not given to them at all. This is another deceit by the federal government and it has to be taken up. Let's keep speaking. Antonia from Artillery sent us that message on WhatsApp. On Twitter, remember, Nigeria Info on Twitter, so you can go there and drop your comments as well. It says, it is glaringly true that the high prep is a political sham. If Dr. Fabeke is actually committed to this cause, why is he getting into politics by contesting the election? Will it not end the same way if he eventually gets into power? Big question for you.
Yeah.
You'll get your reaction to it shortly.
I'll get my reaction to it.
The federal government connived with Ogoni leaders to exploit and share the money meant for the cleanup. The cleanup is a complete scam. That one is from @PNBotem on Twitter. On Twitter, it says, there's no cleanup in Ogoni land, Peter Umbotem. It says, it's a complete deceit, okay? On Facebook Live, this one says, Dick Epie on Facebook says, Doctor is doing a great job. I want the entire Gondi people to support and fight against this. Nelson Friday says, if the Niger Delta oil was owned by Northerners, one Nigeria would have been a thing of the past. Those are folks. Nelson Friday on Facebook Live. Edwin on Facebook Live says, the Gondi cleanup is designed to last for over 30 years and the process has started and the press should stop peddling rumors and do their work by engaging in investigative journalism to see things for themselves and inform the public, not always inciting the people against the government. Okay, that's Chile. Edwin. Edison Annie says, good morning, Ifeemi, and guest in the studio. Whenever I look at the Ogoni issue, especially with high prep cleanup of Ogoni land, I feel like crying. It said, who called themselves our leaders? Natural resources that God bless us with, our greedy leaders have turned it into a curse. I'm praying for my generation, the Ogoni brothers and sisters, and Nigerians at large, rise up. All right. Yeah, be a part of it. Watch and listen. Facebook Live, Nigeria Info PH. Big question we're asking there. It's almost 8 years. Would you say the Ogoni cleanup? Well, it was for a political reason. After looking at how the process has gone so far. Back to my guest now. First off, if you want to react to what was said, some people were saying that a few things could change. Would it end up the same way if you were in that position to make the change?
Well, I want to respond to one of my brothers that said, why am I going into politics? They use the politics to stop us. I will use the politics to open door for the Ogoni people. So many things that we have done, I have been involved. I have been involved in so many meetings that I have to. Sometimes I'm not blaming the federal government now, but I'm blaming our leaders. You know, we are in court with Shell and the federal government. We took them to court on the using the platform of Ogoni Liberation Initiative and asked them, you have to attend to the Ogoni people to pay them compensation for the economic destruction. And give us a master plan. Attend to this environmental issue the way it was recommended by UNEP. We have fought this matter to 95% solutions. But those who call themselves political leader went to Abuja and stopped us. Some of this thing we are doing here, we are only doing it here. It does not cross to where the federal, where the president is. If I'm a senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, what stopped me from walking to Mr. President present the issue of my people, because I am representing my people. Was elected to represent my people. So what stopped me from talking to Mr. President?
You're insinuating that perhaps for the president, he might be getting the news.
He's not getting anything. The president does not know anything going on in Ogoni. I am telling you from my experience that it was the reason why I initiated a meeting to see Mr. President. But people who call themselves political leaders were able to stop me from speaking to Mr. President. I wanted to stand in the villa and send a warning to the whole world and present to him what Ogoni people are going through. But they went there and manipulated the message. They went there and see how they can change the message. This is what the political power can do. If we have a senator that have vision, if we have somebody in the House of Rep that have vision, Ogoni people should not be suffering what they are suffering today, because you were elected to represent the people. You were elected to tell the government what the people are suffering.
The UNEP report. UNEP report has nothing. It's not from the government, is it?
The UNEP report is from the United Nations Environmental Program.
What is the difficulty in implementing it by HyPREP?
That's what I'm saying. That is this kind of political manipulation.
So, in other words, you're saying we have our own leaders involved.
Our
in that
leader
process.
Are involved 70% to frustrate this plan.
Okay, well, what about traditional leaders? Because we're looking at how these pollutions occur, and the companies seem to. It's sometimes people would assume that perhaps these companies
are
doing
because
they don't feel like something would happen. What is the role of the leaders, traditional leaders,
Andrew,
and the companies in all of this?
Andrew, our people have been subject into perpetual poverty. They gave us poverty so that anytime they hold a meeting and they share $2,000 and call the traditional leaders, they'll be happy. But you know, our leaders are not helping to create a better future for the Ogoni, because there are levels you oppress people. It's just like what happened in Egypt. And God say, I'm hearing the cry of these people. Something needs to be done. Just like what is happening in Nigeria today. Everybody is crying for a good governance because we are in a sinking ship. So now the traditional ruler have no any power to change what is going on. People that have power to change what is going on are people that have been elected to go and represent the people. So what stop you if you're a senator to invite the high prep and say, look, what you are doing is not right. Every man that is representing the people have the political power to make a change in this environment.
Mm.
I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Are you following me?
Go ahead.
What do you say? The traditional ruler has no power. They're just in the village. I visited every communities in Ogoni.
But then they're just in the village, but we have people who sabotage. Companies will say people sabotage these pipelines. Companies will say vandalism is one contributing factor to the pollution that we have.
Andrew, let me give you a shocking news. I'm very conversant to Ogoni communities. It will interest you. I have a video that I have visited the least communities in Ogoni. Who is in charge of Ogoni? Who is in charge of Ogoni Oil? And that is what I want to ask federal government. There is a judgment that OM 11 should go back to the government, and I'm expecting the government to liaise with the people of how to restore the Ogoni land economically, environmental, and politically. Believe me, Aisha told me they are no longer interested in Ogoni. They are not part of what is happening. Believe me, there is a secret oil exploration going on in Ogoni land.
I think one of the pipeline was blocked.
Secret. One of these pipeline, which I have been able to go there with an expert, is the high pressure of crude oil that is being pumped from somewhere.
What about the block? I remember that there was
no pipeline block.
So,
I carry crude.
Are you saying that oil exploration has resumed in Ogoni?
There is a secret. I have pictures of it. I don't say what I don't have evidence. I have pictures or what is going on in Ogoni. I have first-hand information, first information on what goes on in every community. My office is in Bori. I sit down with the people and I stay with the people.
Leaders not aware. But let's take a few calls first.
Andrew, what will you do if somebody come and I went to one of these community that was crude oil explosion, and before I knew, soldiers and military were there to cram on them and said, nobody should go there. But the community leader does not even know what was happening in his own community. Andrew, we are still under slavery. The voice of the people have been called to just manage whatever they see.
Let's go to the phone lines. 0817-923-0002. Please, when you call in, go straight to the point with your question or contribution so we can accommodate another caller. Akanto is from Bori this morning. Good morning to you, Akanto.
My friend, Jude, good morning.
All right, go ahead.
Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, Akanto.
Yes. Andrew, you know I live in Bori, and I know a first-hand information about what our guest is trying to say. I think he's a visible person. He has been in Bori, and I think he's not a political leader for now.
So what do you think about the cleanup?
The cleanup of high prep is fake. Nothing is going on. I think a few days ago, they organized some student union leaders too. They took them to somewhere, unidentified place in Podekos. They gave them a pipe and gave them a small cash. Nothing is going on. Let me tell you, Andrew, there's a tank, what they call it, hybrid design. There they should provide water, affordable water to the Ogoni people. In my community, they have one water tank that is over 8 months that they just put there. And as I speak now, there is nothing that is going on. Nothing. Somebody should come up on the radio station and tell us that I probably do anything in Ogoni. Somebody, I live in Bori. I'm calling from Bori now. I live every part of Ogoni. Even if one of that is something village in Kana local government, I visit weekly. Nothing is going on. I want to commend the guest on the station for taking the posted. That Ogoni people rise up and challenge this minister. Thank you, God bless you.
All right, thank you, Akanto. It's quite shocking because we know that the cleanup itself would takes a long time.
Yeah.
We were discussing this while we were on commercial about how long it would take to clean up the lands. But then these provisions that should be in place, to hear that nothing at all.
Andrew, I want to say something. Are they supposed to be fixing the water project now? I thought the water project is one of the emergency.
That's what I'm saying. These emergency things that should have hospitals, some of the healthcare, and the rest of them.
We have visited. You know, the other minister of environment just came to Bori one day and said he's flagging off a water project under a tank, water tank in Bori. That tank had been there before I was born. I'm over 40 years now. That tank, when I was born, the first day I visited Bori, I saw that water tank. That is the water tank you want to use to give the people clean water. Andrew, we knew the process of providing purified clean water for the people.
Let's hear Chris from Rumobiakani. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning to you. Straight to the point. Talk to us.
Yeah, for me, I think the whole exercise is a scam. Because we know what it takes to give water. Even in our local area, we three bottles under some you get water. But common water, the federal government cannot give to the people. And yet somebody saying, hey, process 30 years. Does it take 30 years to even give people common water? So for me, I think they are just playing together. They are not serious. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Thank you. Thank God from Rumigbo. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Good morning to the girls in the studio.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, I want to make some critical observations. The girls say that the project is not being carried out as recommended. I want to say that this information is misleading because the hydrocarbon remediation of Ogoniland is a complete scientific project. You understand? And it is not about the infrastructure development that if you go to the polluted site and you are going to see buildings, you can only know a land that has been remediated through carrying on assessment. So if a land has been remediated, nobody can tell the one that has been remediated and the one that has not been remediated until you carry on some assessment.
But what about the spills that is happening in those lands at this moment?
Scientific. Can we have access to this scientific system?
Thank God.
You understand? This project will last for 30 years. And they are less than, 10 years into the project.
Mm.
Then they talk about the pollution of the boredom. While I want someone high pressure to do something, but you should also know that there is a law in Nigeria, the polluter pays principle. So if SPDC pipeline have polluted the land, they should remediate the land. Because the places that have been polluted have been marked and informed that they've been bonds for that. So you don't come online, come and meet the people.
All right, thank
I want to ask him a question. Scientific
saying.
Scientific system. I have visited more than three countries where they are doing cleanup, environmental remediation. Can we have access to the laboratory that is built in Ogoni?
Isn't that one of the UNEP recommendations that was supposed to be set up on ground in those areas?
Yes. Do we have any master plan? Because, I don't know. If I have not visited UNEP office. There should be a master plan of how we can assess this scientific system that is being used in Ogoni that is not used in other areas.
No UNEP office in
Ogoni. No UNEP office
is
in
that
Bori.
What
I understood before was there was supposed to be a central office that should be built in Bori. Okay, scientific system. We have soil management center that was supposed to be built. A signpost have been erected. For the past how many years, nothing is being done. Scientific system, there should be a laboratory. We need to assess the enzyme that is being used. I'm not an environmentalist. But Ogoni Clean Up forced me to go into a research of how you can know whether people are doing the right thing. You know, because 1.something billion have been spent. I have the record of the account that I've been spared into. I know that those who share the money, we come online and say, look, what are you doing? I'm inciting. We are not inciting people. Look, let me tell you, Andrew, I'm very angry here.
No, you don't have to be angry. It's about
Let me tell you,
just a minute, you're saying that, yes, we know that the cleanup exercise in itself takes a long period of time, but then there are certain basic things that should be provided.
That should be provided.
The cleanup is ongoing.
We are not saying...
And you are saying that none of those things...
None of those things. Okay, now, Andrew, the federal government approved 6.4 billion naira, or let's say 6 billion naira for water project. Are the community not supposed to see some of this water system that is being... Now, listen, everybody who is coming to talk about these things, you know that something led to this UNEP report. Something led... It was the execution of the Ogoni 8.
Mm.
The killing of the Ogoni.
Yes.
Because they were crying for environmental justice. Crying against environmental injustice. That led the international community waded into the system and tried to provide the solution. And the Nigerian government said, give us a recommendation. The UNEM came here and went through all the communities. Those who are talking about this, you have a report of this and read. Something, you see, Jesus said, if you want to build a good house, Dr. you need Fabeke, to lay a good foundation. We have not seen any foundation, and because the house is collapsing, because there is no foundation that has been laid.
Dr. Fabeke, time will not allow us. Thank you for being
so
with us.
So we are not inciting anybody, but I call it the hard truth. We will tell this truth to the world. We will tell it. I'm going back to UNEP to tell them the truth. I have been there before, and UNEP seems to be distant from what is happening in Ogoni. Why?
All right, thank you, Dr. Fabeke, for your time. But we have to wrap things up here. Jude will be coming in shortly to continue with Hello Port Harcourt. Another interesting time, so you have to stick around. And for all the comments on Facebook Live, thank you very much. We couldn't really go through all of them. Totally agree with your guest. There's secret oil exploration ongoing in Ogoni. Well, that should be investigated.
I will show the evidence.
Officially, we know there's no exploration.
We will
exploration.
Show the evidence. Very soon, we'll show the evidence.
My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend.